You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, we've been hearing updates from Cairo and throughout Egypt. There are protests, mass protests going on all day today. We've been very lucky right now to hear from somebody with President Hosni Mubarak's ruling party. Abdelmonem Saeed Ali is with the National Democratic Party, of whom Hosni Mubarak is the president. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your response to the people of Egypt who are demanding that Mubarak step down immediately?
Well, not all the people of Egypt, but part of the people of Egypt who are in total number still a minority. And the president decided to step down, but according to due process and the constitutional process, not according to administration in one square in Cairo.
Do you have a response for other countries and governments, such as the European five states and countries in the European Union, United States, saying at this point it's unlikely that President Mubarak will be able to spend out the rest of his term and last until September?
I assure you he will stay until the end of his term, and using this opportunity to say the United States is the last country in the world to give anybody an advice in the Middle East after its experiment in Iraq and Afghanistan.
You make a compelling point there, Abdelmonem Saeed Ali. Let me, though, question your point on due process. You say the president should be given due process to step down. Due process is not necessarily a reputation that the intelligence services or the police in Egypt have in dealing with the people that it apprehends.
Well, police and I think you are in New York, that police sometimes get out of hand. So I believe the problem is not the police. The problem is how to reconstruct a country democratically with a new constitution in a legitimate way. We have a real revolution in Egypt now. Actually, we have two revolutions, one that is a democratic one and one that is constitutional one. And I guess we can put them together to achieve what we want in an orderly way that nobody in the future will come to say that is illegitimate, and not allowing everybody to construct a number of demonstrations and say, I want to change everything. Now there is an agreement about what we should do in terms of earlier constitutional amendments that need to lead to the elections, and after the elections we'll have a new constitution. I guess that's a matter of consensus now about all political forces in the country. The issue is how and when we can implement that. Already we have a program in the party to do that, and we are willing to go into the elections. And
so elections by September, before September?
Yeah, the election could be by the last week of August and early September in that kind of time framework.
So are you willing to let international monitors come into Egypt to ensure that it's a free and fair election?
I am a caller for that in the party, and I hope they will listen to me. I have been with international monitoring of elections since the 1980s, and I hope now the party will learn the lesson, because if there was international monitoring, what we have now, probably we could have avoided it.
Let me ask you, Abdelmonem Saeed Ali of the National Democratic Party. At this point, many people say that, right or wrong, because of these massive protests, Mubarak has lost credibility as the leader of Egypt. And you have tens of thousands of your countrymen willing to risk life and limb in Tahrir Square to call for him to step down. They say they cannot trust him to lead a government to free and fair elections. What's your response?
My response to that's true. I mean, there is part in my country who are believing in that, but there is a larger part in my country who is also in the streets. See that President Mubarak has achieved a lot to the country. He kept peace with Israel. He did not take the country to any kind of adventure. Egyptians live longer, about 15 years, than they were when he came to power. The country is living over the double area that it was living in, the level of education, even, you know,
right,
this.
Right, but that makes it even more mystifying why there are hundreds of thousands of people in the streets bitterly angry over the government. I guess the question really would be, are you truly saying there's a silent majority that sounds like Richard Nixon that actually supports Mubarak?
No, the silent majority is not silent anymore. The silent majority moved 2 days ago after deciding for about 5 days not to get out because we don't want a country divided and a country that is in clash with, you know, with each other. But after that, the silent majority came out and spoke up in the cities, and now we have actually two types of people on the street. Now we can make the dialogue and turn that into something positive.
Although many of those pro-Mubarak supporters, when they examined their IDs, had security police IDs on them, or they were employees of Mubarak's government.
Actually, if you know, and that was not reported in your radio and many of the foreign correspondents in Cairo, that all our police station were attacked, burned, and the officers and soldiers in them were slaughtered. And actually, terrorist groups were transferred from Cairo, those of Hezbollah, to Lebanon, and appeared on television in the same day. And these are stolen, you know, ID cards from this police station that was burned down. And after the people in it were slaughtered and the prisoners were released, we have two terrorist groups appeared in Gaza of the Al-Qassam group. In the same day, they were released from Cairo. And the other group are the Hezbollah group that we catched, who were, you know, planning to blow up the vessels in the Suez Canal.
I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. A very, very different report coming from Abdelmonem Said Ali. He's the president of the Al-Ahram Center for Political and Strategic Studies, and he's with the National Democratic Party, that is Mubarak's party.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.